Yeah, it's obviously a nice touch come the end of the season to be given the award. I was obviously delighted to get it. Like you say, it's been a year where a lot of stuff has gone on with a few managers, and at one stage, halfway through the season, we were struggling, and then obviously Alan's come in and we've changed dramatically, and we pushed ourselves up, and we've finished the season well.
It's an opportunity to reflect on everything that has happened, and the fact that you've still managed to finish so comfortably with absolutely no relegation threat at all, and you've played such a huge part in that. It's going to be a standout season, I would have thought, when you eventually reflect on your career.
Yeah, it's been a good season personally and as a whole, with the club and the team. I think the last four games have probably put a bit of a downer on that, but that's the way the Premier League goes. You can quite easily go four or five games without a win, so it's a really tough league, as everyone finds out. But I think with the way things have happened, having three managers in a season, it's never easy, but like I say, since the new managers come in, we picked up straight away, and we managed to go on a great run and get enough points to be safe with quite a lot of games still left.
I think a lot of people will say you've improved this season. With everything else that's going on, new managers, changing situations, how are you able to concentrate on your game and make sure you keep improving as I'm sure you want to?
I think that's the most important part. I think whenever things are going on around you, whether it be changing managers, changes in the team, changes in the board, I think you just got to make sure you concentrate on your own game and keep performing, because at the end of the day, we're the players, and that's all we need to do. That's what we get paid to do, and let everything else just go over your head and make sure you're performing on a Saturday.
You mentioned the last four games. I would imagine you'll go out against Liverpool on Saturday, very keen to bring that little run to an end, because this isn't reflective of what's happened over recent months at all.
No, and that, we'll definitely be doing that. I think bar the whole game in the last four games, we've played quite well, especially the last two games. We've been a bit unfortunate against two top sides. We go to Liverpool. Obviously, it's going to be a tough game, but we're looking forward to it, and we want to make sure we finish the season on a high, and we've got two games to do that. I think it's important going into next season that we finish it off well, and hopefully that can start on Saturday.
Because people must understand your split, obviously, that the bulk of the job is done, and I don't think anyone would mind the players accepting that and being satisfied by that. But as you just mentioned, you don't want to start next season on the back of a bad run of results this year. So there must be that split and that sort of tear that needs to be dealt with, because obviously you're sort of being pulled in two different directions.
Yeah, I think that's the toughest part. I think there's so much pressure on you throughout the season to get enough points to make sure you stay in the league. When you do that, the pressure kind of comes off you, but you've got to take it upon yourself to make sure you're switched on in the games at the end of the season, because it's shown before, if you come off just a little, you get punished, and we found that out against Hull. They were the better team on the day, and they won comfortably. We've probably put that right in terms of performances in the last two games, but we've got no points on the board, and I think that's the most important part. And I think if we can finish the season off with two good performances and get some points on the board against Liverpool and Swansea, that'll help us going into the first game of the season next season.
You've had this run against the big teams, I suppose. You've played Chelsea, you've played Manchester United, now it's Liverpool as well. Does it get easier if you get kind of into a groove of playing the teams where you're perhaps not going to have the majority of the possession, you're not expected perhaps to do as well? Do you go into the Liverpool game, I suppose, warmed up by the events against Chelsea and Man U?
I think so. You've got to make sure against the top teams that you switched on, because they can hurt you as soon as you make a mistake. It's in the back of your net, and we've been unfortunate in the last two games. A couple of decisions have gone the opposite way, and we've found ourselves on the back of another two defeats. But they're the games you want to play in, and especially when we are in a position where we're safe, we want to test ourselves against the best teams in the league, and I think in the last two games we've got a good account of ourselves.
Crystal Palace against Liverpool is kind of a famous fixture, particularly for Palace. The manager's got history against Liverpool as well. Has that been spoken about this week in the build-up? The Palace fans, I think, do think of Liverpool for a variety of reasons last season as well. Obviously, you know that they are a team that Palace fans look forward to playing.
Yeah, we've had some good results against them in the last couple of years. Two great games against them, one last year, one this year, and hopefully we can carry that on. We were unfortunate to go out to them in the quarterfinals of the FA Cup earlier on. But it's a game that obviously the fans and we'll be looking forward to, and hopefully we can come out on the right side of the result.
What's it like for you? Because you're a Liverpool fan, I think that's fair to say, and therefore it must be weird in some ways taking Liverpool on, especially on the day when Steven Gerrard's making his Anfield bow.
I've played against them that many times now. It's not strange at all. I think obviously we're all professionals, and whatever team you're playing for, you want to do the best job you can, and I'm a winner, so I want to go out there and I want to win. So that'll be the only thing on my mind come Saturday, and that'll be on the only thing on the lads' mind. It's going to be a big day at the club for Liverpool and Steven Gerrard, but we're there to win the game, and that's what we'll be looking to do.
As someone who's obviously very much involved with how Liverpool have done over the years, Steven Gerrard's departure is going to be a huge hole. As I said, he's someone that you have played against. What's your take on his departure?
It's obviously a massive loss for the club, but he's been unbelievable as a player and as a person. And I think he's still going to be a big miss for them. I know he's getting on a bit in terms of age now, but I think he's still got that quality. And personally, I think he's still got the quality to play week in, week out for them. He's obviously going to pastures new, but he's been an unbelievable servant for them, and he's been probably one of the best, if not the best, players in the Premier League in the last 10 or 15 years.
It could be quite an emotional day. Does that give Palace a little advantage, actually? Because there's so much else going on that he'll be thinking about and the fans will be thinking about, and you're just going there to win, really. I mean, that could play into your hands.
I think you can look at it a few ways. The way, and if it is a bit emotional, and we can make sure we're on our game, we can maybe hurt them if they're a little bit off it, but at the same time, the way the stadium's going to be, and I'm sure they'll be up for it, it can work both ways. So we've just got to concentrate on our own performance, and we've been working hard all week on the game plan for the game, so hopefully we can put that to work and get a good result.
I would imagine it's a game someone like yourself, someone who enjoys occasions like that, it'd be great to play in, so the atmosphere will be great. There'll be an awful lot of attention on it as well. You must relish just being in the thick of all this stuff.
Yeah, as a player, you want to play in the biggest games and against the biggest teams. And I think the occasion is obviously a massive one with what he's done for the football club, and it being his last game at Anfield, it's going to be the atmosphere is going to be really good, and it's a good game to play in, but it'll only be good if we win.